Cecil. Oh, goodness, you've disgraced us.
Oh, no one's disgraced.
Oh, the idea.
It wasn't my idea.
Oh, you're impossible. You're just impossible.
Well, I didn't start it. It wasn't my fault.
Cecil, you did too start it. You know you did. Here we come to a party, and the first thing you do is get into a fight.
Well,
what have you got to say for yourself?
Do I have to say something?
Yes. You have to apologize and explain.
There's nothing to explain.
Oh, there isn't. There isn't. Just when I get my back turned, where do I find you? Where? Fighting with one of the boys on the floor.
And I was on top, too. Don't forget that.
And look at you. Look at you. Just look at you.
I know how I look. Have you got a handkerchief?
Yes. There. Oh, why did you do it, Cecil? Why can't you go to a party without starting a fight?
No, I've never tried.
This is awful. What am I going to do now?
What do you want to do?
Well, I want to know what started this roughhouse, that's what.
It wasn't a roughhouse. It was a fight.
Goodness, you ought to get a look at yourself.
You said that once.
Well, you ought to.
Well, if I ought to, I guess I ought to.
Are you going to tell me why you got into a fight? Are you?
Well, it's your fault. All of it.
My fault? What did I have to do with it?
You made me dress in this girl's clothes. I didn't want to. And you're the one that paid me up. And you're the one that wanted me to come in here in this room full of fellows. I didn't want to.
You didn't have to go in there and start a fight.
I know I didn't have to. It was a pretty good idea, though.
What did you do, Cecil? What did you do?
I'm not deaf. You don't have to repeat your questions.
What did you do?
I hit a guy in the nose.
Oh, you didn't.
Go look at his nose.
But why? Can't you go into a room full of boys without hitting someone in the nose?
Not dressed up as a girl. I can't.
Did you just walk right in there and go up to someone and hit him? Did you?
No.
Well, why did you hit him?
He said something.
Oh, good night.
No, it wasn't that.
What did he say?
Well, he should have kept his mouth shut.
What did he say?
It wasn't any of his business what kind of a costume I wore.
What did he say?
Oh, not so much.
Cecil, will you please tell me what he said?
If you'll just give me a chance. Well, you told me to go in there and wait for you, with all those fellows in there. And remember, I told you I didn't want to. I told you that. I told you that I'd get a big cheer when they saw me. I told you.
All right, you told me.
Well, I want you to remember that.
Well, what happened?
Well, I did.
You did what?
I got the cheer all right. Foghorn cheer.
What do you mean, Cecil?
What do I mean? I walked in there with this darn old dress on. Well, that's all.
Oh, that can't be all. You weren't in there a minute until you were in a fight.
It didn't take that long.
What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you do?
I poked a guy in the nose.
Oh, I'd like to poke you in the nose.
Well, I'd advise you not to try it.
Cecil, did someone call you something?
Kinda.
Who?
The guy I hit.
What did he say?
Well, when I went in there, they all turned around and looked, and this smart feller said, well, look what the cat drug in.
Well, that's nothing. He was just being nice.
Oh, you call that being nice?
So you immediately get red and hit him in the nose, huh?
Not right then. I said something back.
What did you say?
I said, oh, yeah?
Oh, what did you say that for?
Well, that was the only thing I could think of.
Well, what did he say then?
He said, look, he said, if it isn't Mama's little boy, all dressed up in girl's clothes.
Well, that's all right. That's nothing to fight over.
It was the way he said it. I didn't like him anyhow.
Cecil, you're too hot-headed.
No, I'm not. I'd like to get a hold of him again.
Well, you won't. You started enough trouble.
Oh, I might. The night is young.
Cecil, when did you hit him?
Right after he insulted me.
How did he insult you?
He said, hello, sissy.
Then what did you do?
Nothing.
What did you do?
I just sort of punched him in the nose.
And then?
Well, kind of mixed up from there on. You all came running in and pulled us away.
Oh, this is awful. Here we are invited to a nice costume party. We came over here. guests in this house, and then we're not here 2 minutes, and what do?
I act like a gentleman.
You start a fight and embarrass me, humiliate me. These are my friends. What'll they think? They'll say, who's the roughneck that Sally brought tonight? Oh, I can't go in and face them.
Good. Then we can go home.
We will not. We'll stay. Aren't you ashamed, disgracing us? Making a disturbance over nothing at all? Losing your temper and fighting? Aren't you ashamed, Cecil? Tell me the truth, aren't you?
No.
Aren't you?
No.
You're not?
No.
Well, you ought to be. I'm ashamed for you.
Thanks.
What have you got to say?
I'm sorry for one thing.
What?
That it wasn't Alexander.
Oh. Well, there's only one thing to do.
All right, let's go then.
No, you have to go and apologize to Flossie. We are her guests, and you have to apologize.
No.
You won't?
No.
Oh, Cecil, I don't know what to say. I was so excited tonight. We were coming to this party, and you looked so sweet in your costume.
Not now.
I know it. And I wanted you to meet all my friends, and I'd been bragging about you, and, oh, I was so proud of you, and, well, look what you've done.
Are you trying to make me cry or something?
Don't you know how to be polite?
I guess I was supposed to stand there and let them call me a lot of names and make fun of me. And all those kids in the room laughing. I guess I was supposed to take it all just to please you. I had to be a gentleman and let them make fun of me, huh? Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it for you or anybody, and I don't care what you think. I'm having a rotten time. I hope you're enjoying it.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Please don't feel bad. Poor Cecil.
Oh, stop pawing me. I'm all right.
Cecil, please. Here, you want my handkerchief again?
No. Wait a minute. Gimme. I'm a disgrace. And you're humiliated.
I am not, Cecil. I am not. I'm proud of you. And I'm glad you poked him in the nose. There.
Are you really?
Sure.
Well, that's good. Let's go find him and I'll poke him again.
Oh, no, no. We have to fix you up again. You're all apart.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I threw a wrench in the party, Sally.
Oh, that's all right, Cecil. We'll go in and join them as if nothing happened.
Then I don't have to go up and apologize?
No. Here, let's straighten your dress. Oh, goodness, Cecil, your mouth is bleeding. Oh!
Where? Oh, that's not blood. That's that darn old rouge you made me put on.
Oh, I thought it was blood. Oh, it scared me. You're not hurt, are you, Cecil?
Just my ear, that's all.
Did he hit you in the ear?
No, but I fell on one of those darn old earrings you hooked on me.
Hold still till I wipe off your face.
You're a peach, Sally. Am I all right now?
No, I'm not. I'm an angel. Yes, you look all right.
All right, thanks. Well, shall we go in and dance, huh?
Uh-huh. Let's go on in. And if anyone makes fun of you, you just poke them right in the nose.
Can I kick them, too?
Yes, and I'll help you. What do you know about that? Come on, let's go downstairs and join the rest. And just keep talking to me and don't pay any attention to them.